Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Broadcasting live today from the DeBoer Heart and Lung Center broadcast booth at Citizens Bank Park. The finale today, the Cubs and the Phillies, as the Phillies will try to bounce back after a loss last night. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. You know what? I'm still optimistic. I just want to say that because I know I'm probably get ridiculed and killed today. But
well, you thought we would be the I told you so people today? I mean, you did tell us yesterday the season was to turn around and saved and all that, and then last night was a dud.
I hear the sarcasm.
Okay,
in your voice.
I'm just saying. I went into last night expecting an easy victory because the season was saved.
I didn't ever say it was going to be easy.
And then we get rocked last night by the Cubs.
Well, it happened late. You know, I guess if you look at a silver, they got to always kind of look at the positives.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I mean, they were fighting. They fought. They fought last night. It's just, you know, some of the problems that we have, they reared their ugly head.
Well, they did. All right, not a great night last night for Mick Abel. You know, I think he was terrible, but he left pitches over the plate. The Cubs bashed him because the Cubs have a really good offensive team. And then the bullpen, we know, is a huge issue. I'm tired of watching Carlos Hernandez pitch. I can't believe we haven't turned over that spot in the bullpen. We'll get to a lot of Phillies today. You can react to the game last night, an 8-4 loss. The Phillies have got a lot of hits, Hugh, the last couple days, but they're all singles. They only have three extra base hits in two games. Meanwhile, the Cubs are slugging home run after home run. So, finale today. We'll have leading off coming up in a little bit. Luzardo on the mound. It's a big start for him. But, Hugh, yesterday we had Eagles mandatory minicamp, a one-day mandatory minicamp, but it was the first time the whole team was together. And let's start with this: perfect attendance yesterday, which is
good news.
Everyone there, and it's the last.
That's the first start to a good start of a season.
Absolutely, everyone was there practicing yesterday, and this is their last time together before obviously training camp starts in a little over a month here. And here, it's interesting because when a team is as good as the Eagles, coming off a Super Bowl, there is that natural question and natural thought of, can they do it again, and can they have the same both mental, you know, ability and physical ability to do it again?
Mm-hmm.
And Hugh, every time we've discussed the offseason, I have voiced some of the concerns I have of their ability to be as good again. But all those concerns I have are about the roster, right? Did they lose too much? Milton,
yes.
And Josh and CJ, GJ and Darius Slay. The one aspect of this team I'm not concerned about at all is a mental hangover after winning the Super Bowl. I think the Eagles are built, and yesterday's perfect attendance kind of added a little bit even more for me. I think they're built to sustain success. I think the Eagles are built to defend a championship mentally. I think they have the right people here, from the coach to the front office to the players, to come back and almost act like they didn't win the Super Bowl. Just go out there and try to do it again. All these players drafted from all these big schools, used to winning, you know, whether it be Jalen Hurts at Alabama or all the Georgia kids, like, they're used to having a season, going for a championship, winning a lot, and then bouncing back the next year and starting to climb that mountain again. Hugh, I am not at all concerned about a Super Bowl hangover. Where do you come down? Is it inevitable that there is some sort of hangover after the Eagles won the Super Bowl?
I think so. Never won a Super Bowl. Let me throw that out there first for all those that you want to point that out on you people.
They want to remind me that.
I mean, I've never won one. But I had a chance to talk to some people that did. Talked to Nate Newton this weekend. And we were talking about Philadelphia and Dallas and you know, the differences of the two teams,
yep,
and everything. And one of the things that I asked him, because he did win a Super Bowl, is there potential for a hangover? And he said yes. He said, and when we started getting into specific players, and he told me to a man, he was like, I'm not really too much worried about Saquon, because his work, he was talking about his work ethic. But everybody's not going to be on the same page. You're going to have some guys, and they might be the fringe players, it might be the peripheral players, that somebody's not going to be locked in. It might be a special teams player that, you know, enjoyed the offseason a little bit too much, partied a little bit hard, didn't work out as much as he needed to work out last year. So there's the potential there to get off to a slow start. Now, when I say hangover, that doesn't mean that you have to stay hungover the whole season. You know, it's potential there to get off to a pretty slow start or a significantly slow start. And, you know, you have to fight to get to where you want to be. There's so many examples of things like this happening. The year that the Kansas City Chiefs won it the first year, they got off to a slow start the next year. Because the reason and why that Nate told me is because the time to train is shorter because your last season was longer. So the time off you have isn't the same. Now you get back to training, the rest isn't the same. All of these intangibles aren't the same, so there is potential there to get off to a slow start.
215-592-9494. We're live at Citizens Bank Park today. The Phillies and the Cubs have their finale, the three-game set, coming up later on this afternoon. We'll start with the Eagles off of minicamp, and yesterday, perfect attendance for the team. And then I heard this from Nick Sirianni. And, you know, Nick Sirianni has gone through different waves of the way we feel about him, the way I feel about him, the way, you know, he's perceived across the NFL. Here's what he is now, though. He's a Super Bowl champion coach, and he's a guy that's been here now long enough to understand how the off seasons work, how everything works with his team, a veteran group, but a lot of young guys coming up, especially on the defensive side. I think Sirianni's thought process now, after coaching in his second Super Bowl, on how to sustain success was interesting. Here's Sirianni yesterday on trying to sustain what they've built here.
Really, I focused on sustained success, right? What were the common denominators of different coaches that I talked to, or players that I talked to, or Michael Johnson, you know, other sports that, you know, that we talked to, that what were the common denominators of sustained success? And I think without getting into everything, I think there's two sides of it. You know, the main thing is it takes what it takes, right? You're going to have to be able to work extremely hard, and you're going to have to be able to overcome adversity. And you always have to be right in the moment of where you are. I think, you know, as I've done research and talked to these guys, and we've had an element of sustained success here as well. But you can have two ends of it, right? You rest on your laurels, you rest on your past accomplishments, and you're not here working, or you're looking too far ahead of how do we do this again. Like, we're focused on our process and how we get better every single day. And, you know, if your process is right, then it gives you the best chance to win. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to win, but it gives you the best chance to win.
Well, and they had, I love what I heard there from Sirianni, like kind of what his focus was in the offseason. How do we sustain this now? And I just think they have the right people. Hugh, I understand your point about the schedule and the offseason, and it's shorter. It's shorter for every Super Bowl champion, right? Every team, both teams that make the Super Bowl, the winner and the loser.
And to that, with that being said, there are examples of teams that have repeated.
Sustained it. Yeah, I mean, you look back the last 20 or so years what teams did the year after they won the Super Bowl, right? We usually talk about the other side, like the Super Bowl loser thing, and that's been a thing over the years. It is difficult to get back to the Super Bowl after you lose it the year before. But winning it, you know, what do you do then? You're the best team. Can you do it again? I mean, most teams that win the Super Bowl last 20 or so years, I mean, double-digit wins, 12, 13 wins, back to the playoffs. It's hard to repeat. We know that. I mean, there's very few Chiefs. There's very few Patriots. It's hard to repeat in the NFL. The Eagles are trying to do that now. I just think they're built for this. I especially, like, the mentality of some of their players. I watched Devontae Smith. I listened to him talk. I don't even know he's accomplished anything in the NFL by the way he carries himself. Right? Devontae Smith is... he's a worker. I think Jalen Hurts has some of that too. It's about the grind. Even AJ Brown. We remember we talked a lot about his Instagram post after the Super Bowl about he loves the grind. He loves the battle more than the results. I think they are built with a lot of guys that just want to play football and dominate. And I don't know how much winning the Super Bowl satisfied them. It makes me feel good about this summer. I feel like they're going to attack this and they're going to be ready now. Are they good enough to win 14, 15 games again? I don't know, right? We're going to see that in the fall. But if they fall short or they're not a dominant team again, I think it's more because they just lost a lot of good players. The schedule's tougher. I don't feel like they're going to have a hangover. I'd be surprised week one.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If we watched the game against the Cowboys and we're like, oh man, they were their heads weren't in the game, or they weren't all there, or they looked a step slow, that would surprise me. I'm not expecting any hangover from the Eagles.
No, I mean I hear what you're saying, but I think that there's potential there. And I always look at it like, you know, like the year Jalen got his money, and I go back to that and I say, well, there's an opportunity there, or potential there, I should say, that he could get off to a slow start. And for the most part he did. It's just the way that, you know, it could be the way that you practice. It could be the way that you install. There's a lot of intangibles that go into this. I think that the guys will be physically prepared. It's the mental aspect that might take a little bit of time to lock in. Because like I said, these guys' time is different now. They're doing things that they didn't do last year. Like, say, I don't want to mess up the name, because if I do, y'all going to Exciting White, Casual Whites.
They're not the Casual
Whites.
No,
two mics and a white.
I think there's only two mics. Who's the white? They're both white. Exciting Mikes, Cooper, and Reed.
See, and I was trying to make a point.
You're going to have to apologize, and we'll see in the training camp.
I try to make a point.
At this point, you're going to have to apologize.
But that was so bad.
The point is,
two mics and a white.
The point is that their time is still different. You know, you're like, it's just different.
Sure.
And the mentality is different. That's the biggest thing that I focus on when I think about this. Okay. Because going into last year, we know Saquon Barkley works his butt off. But last year, mostly Saquon Barkley's why was to prove to people that he was that dude, that he was him.
And he didn't.
And he did that.
Right.
So now his focus is to sustain being him. It's almost like, have you ever seen the cartoon Afro Samurai?
I haven't.
Well, Afro Samurai was going around, and he was trying to find the number one headband, right?
Okay.
So he was fighting all these other guys. You know, he had to fight them in order to get to the right to be the number one guy, to get the number one headband.
He needed to reach the mountaintop?
For the most part. Yeah. So when he reached the number one guy, he got complacent a little bit, and he lost the headband for a little while. Mm. So he had to get back on his grind.
So he lost the eye of the tiger.
Yeah, so he had to get back on his grind to get the number one headband back. It's kind of the same thing.
I understand it. I never.
Yeah, you never seen Afro Samurai?
I'm gonna search it right now.
Yeah, because it's really good. It has Samuel Jackson in it. So yeah, it's really good.
When did it come out? Like
about what, 10 years ago?
Oh, it's not that old.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll check it out. 215-592-9494. Is a Super Bowl hangover for the Eagles inevitable? Hugh thinks it is. I don't. It's like the one thing I don't worry about is their mentality and where their focus is. If this was a young team, and they are young on defense, but if they were a team kind of that came out of nowhere, right? That happens. A team wins a Super Bowl kind of out of nowhere. Let's say Cam Newton's Panthers team, which they were all right, and then they just went 15-1 and got to the Super Bowl. They lost their Super Bowl, but they got there. Then I'd say, are they really built to sustain success? And that particular group I mentioned was it. The Eagles are built for this. They're built. They've been very successful since Sirianni got here. Hurts obviously is a winner and has won every step of the way. I'm not worried about a hangover. 215-592-9494 to hop in. Kyle, what are you feeling here as the Eagles have perfect attendance day one of minicamp? You got our guy Nick Sirianni talking about studying sustained success. Do you believe that a hangover is inevitable?
Well, I don't believe really in the Super Bowl hangover in general. I think it's kind of a myth. I believe in like regression statistically. Mm-hmm. I just think if you're at the top, it's probably more than likely that you're going to fall back toward the pack a little bit. And like, I get the Eagles came off of this a couple seasons ago, 2022, going to the Super Bowl, losing, and then coming back. And I mean, I know the team started hot the next year, but ultimately they collapsed and they fell apart. I think that kind of thing is just likely when you have as many changes as you do. And, you know, the fact that they did win the Super Bowl means that some of their players get more highly valued and it becomes harder for you to retain them. But I don't know if that's like that's not a mental thing, right? I just think you end up losing pieces on defense. There's a lot of new young faces for Vic Fangio to have to integrate into the team. And they have a new offensive coordinator, and we've seen, you know, what the quarterback and what the offense, specifically the passing offense, looks like when Jalen Hurts has a new coordinator. So I don't think it's like a mentality thing. I don't worry as much about the mentality as you do. It's just, I think some of the symptoms are there, the signs are there for them to, you know, maybe start the season a little bit slow and maybe take a little bit of a step back. Look, they could still end up one of the best teams in the NFC, if not the best, but I don't think it'd be crazy with how tough the schedule is for them to like start the season 3-2 or 2-3. Like, I just think that's a likelihood in general, just because, you know, the nature of everything that happened.
215-592-9494 is a Super Bowl hangover inevitable for the Eagles minicamp. One-day minicamp in the books. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown starts us off, fresh off his trip yesterday to the Chesapeake Inn to see the afternoon show. What's up, Chris?
Happy home day!
Chris, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. Another beautiful day at the Chesapeake Inn. You know, I got dressed up especially for the occasion.
See Chris's shirt he was wearing yesterday?
I did see it.
Yeah, it was Fritz, you know, over the camera for the contest.
Yeah, I did see it was like the Dallas, like, yes. Where you see it on the, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, good time had by all. Guys, let's jump right into this Eagles debate, and then, you know, Mr. Douglas, I'll finish with you today. the Eagles will absolutely not have a hangover this season. Listen, Jalen, we know his personality. He's not a guy that's going to rest on his laurels. We know he's going to go back to the lab. His personality is totally fueled by the naysayers like Spike and the aforementioned Fritz. Saquon, there's nothing about that man that says he ever relaxes in his life. I mean, you know he's going to just continue to do what he does in his career. He's going to put the work in. Our offensive line, Joe, our offensive line has been year over year one of the best offensive lines under Coach Stoutland, and I have no reason to believe that's not going to happen again. Our D, you know, is what maybe we worry about a little bit, is clearly led by a great defensive mind in Coach Fangio. And he's going to have these players, again, take the next step to his scheme, in particular the young Thundercats. Sirianni's message has still not gone stale with this team. I think one day it will, so I still expect them to play with a chip on their shoulders and be what he wants them to be. And remember, guys, this is the thing that I think we sometimes lose sight of. We think, hey, they're going to rest because they think they've reached, you know, the peak of the hill. Well, they have in terms of winning a championship, but not in terms of history. So if they win and go, what, guys, back to back?
And it's not easy to go back to back.
It's not. But if they do it, it's NFL history. They will be the first Eagles team to go back to back Lombardis. So I think that that's a little extra fuel. With this character base that they have here and group of players. Now, men, on my way out, I do need to address something. Hugh?
Yes.
Get him,
I need
Chris.
You to not look at your phone right now, all right? So, Joe and Kyle, we told you so yesterday about the Phillies.
We tried.
And we, Mr. Douglas, we just gave our analysis, and the only thing you heard is what you wanted to hear. And I don't know what more we could have told you, but guys, the only hangover we're experiencing in the city right now is from watching the Phillies. Because these games are brutal. And you know what, though? I saw something positive on this show, and I saw a person, a character emerge that I haven't seen in a while, and I think it's because of these here Phillies. And it was absolutely enjoying to hear him back on the air. When he had a call yesterday with Mr. OG Wade, welcome back to WIP Joe E.
Oh, man. Chris was all over the place there, trying to spell Joel.
You know,
struggling there.
Talk about inevitabilities.
Looking at your phone.
Yeah, you know, we you're right. We haven't seen Joel in a while.
He emerged.
You caught it right away. You're like, whoa, Joel's back.
I was like, no, because you was bouncing around. You know what?
I think Chris is right. It wasn't OG that got – it was the Phillies. That was my frustration of the Phillies at their slap-hitting – style, their crappy bullpen. By the way, they DFA'd Carlos Hernandez this morning. Thank goodness. Like, when I watched last night and I saw it was his 25th appearance, I wanted to vomit. 25 times we've had to watch that guy pitch this season? He stinks. He's out of here. DFA'd Mercado up. Anyway.
Was anything more inevitable than Chris like butchering one of those chants one of these days?
It was so inevitable.
It was coming. And
we did try to tell you about
that. That was a disaster.
You were on your high horse yesterday. Saying you had our Phillies reporter Devin Caney saying that you're one of the Phillies authorities around here, saying the team was back after a slipshoddy win on Monday, and they go out there last night and they get blasted.
But it took a while for it to happen. They fought.
What does that mean?
I'm just trying to find
out what you're talking about
in all of this. I'm still optimistic. I think today
is great,
even though. You know, I went to some baseball higher ups and I asked them how they felt about today, and they were like, you know, they got to get out of this. I'm still optimistic. Mm-hmm. I'm still taking the Phillies to win today. Mm-hmm. And it just felt like, and you know what's funny? As soon as that came out of my mouth, because I believe that, but as soon as it came out of my mouth, it felt like I might as well just give them my $2. Just might as well.
Well, you've been doing that every day.
I'm still betting on the Phillies, though.
Well, you can.
I'm betting on them to take this series.
Okay.
Well, fake news.
Yeah, we'll put together a
I hear you, Kyle. I can hear you. Yeah. Well,
you heard Vic Fangio. That was fake news.
Fake news.
Well, I mean, you told everyone yesterday you're the trusted authority on baseball. And then
I don't recall saying it like that.
Well, you alluded to it.
Well,
you alluded to that being the truth.
I admit that I was peacocking a little bit.
Thank you.
I admit that.
Yeah.
But I don't recall saying that I was the trusted baseball authority. I don't remember saying that.
Well, you put yourself over some real baseball people. You dismissed Seltzer's baseball knowledge.
Well,
you put yourself above it.
I was exuding positivity. Okay. That's a big difference. And I will still do that. I will still carry that banter, even though it is heavy than a mofo right now. It's real heavy to carry that banter. And I know I'm going to probably get a whole lot of beer cans or whatever thrown at me if I was out there walking with that.
You better be careful.
Yes, but I'm going to do it because it has to be done. It has to be done. As bad as this looks, and it looks bad, I still will remain positive that this team will figure out a way to get out of this.
I hope you're right. I said it yesterday. I'll say it again. I hope you're right about where this thing is headed and that we will look back on a couple nights ago as a turning point. Last night, not so great. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop. We're live today at Citizens Bank Park. Phillies Cubs coming up in a little bit. All right, coming up, you're going to hear from Nick Sirianni and Saquon Barkley what they said yesterday about trying to do it again, replicating success, sustaining success. I don't think a hangover for this team is inevitable at all. I think the Eagles are built mentally to sustain success. It's what the organization is. I think they're built way better for it now than they were the last time they won the Super Bowl. That year, from 2017 going into 18 with the Wentz, Foles thing, Doug writing a book. I mean, they were an older team. I mean, that really wasn't built to sustain. This
Doug
one
was
is
on his way out, though. Doug, I mean, no excuses, but Doug
listen,
was,
you got to strike while the iron's hot to write a book.
I mean, he was like, hey, man, you got to do what you got to do.
I get it. All right, 215-592-9494. Hugh thinks a Super Bowl hangover is inevitable. Where do you come down on the Eagles? We'll get to some Philly stuff as well. We got a call in here who's got beef with me. I'm saying
he got beef with
well,
you?
Well, I don't know why. All I'm saying today is they are built to sustain success. Hangover.
I might survive this day, then. If the first call that we get has beef with you.
Well, he might have thought it was Joe saying that they were going to have a hangover.
I might dodge a few bullets today.
That's because everyone knows you're a lost cause when the Phillies. You're peacocking around thinking they saved the season.
I just find it fascinating.
It's your fault.
I sat up here and I exuded all this positivity and they get their butts kicked yesterday.
It's your fault.
But you get the heat.
It's your fault.
This is a great
place. This is useful. All right.
It's a great place to be.
215-592-9494. Midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.